Hello, everybody. Welcome to Strange Uncles. I believe, unless we lost count, this is 5.0 episode. You can join myself, Shane, my wife, Josefina, and Luis, our brother-in-law, in more rants and raves. We do have some not necessarily unfortunate news, but we have some change-ups on the podcast about a possible job relocation. Not possible. It's actually going to happen. So we might kind of be out of the mix for a few weeks until we get come back on track and figure that out. So just for those 300 loyal followers that are listening to us, just fucking hang on by the skin of your nails. We'll be back. We also talk about news and shit. We talk about Las Vegas robot strippers. I kid you not. Iguanas falling from trees. And what the fuck is Trump going to do now with the marijuana laws? So all this in Strange Uncles 5.0. Hope you guys enjoy. Open the gates.
Look at the fillet. We fucking wasted the most expensive half. Look at it. What are you going to do, get Daddy to buy you a new one?
Don't fucking dare start getting fucking pissy with me. Is that clear?
Chef. Yes,
look,
Chef.
Good.
Now just shut the fuck up. Let's go, please. Too big.
Who is this man throwing food at our plate? What's the matter?
Well, talk to me. Look at me. Excuse me. Hey. Don't come in here acting like jumped up like some little gym bunny. Now do me a favour. That's his job. You fuck off.
Sharon, enough. Fuck off and go and put some more makeup on.
Welcome to Strange Uncles.
We're super high.
We don't know what the fuck's going on over here. So, welcome to Strange Uncles, episode 5.
What's going on, dude?
Say that again.
So, welcome to Strange Uncles, episode 5. If it wasn't clear enough the first time, we are here. My name is Shane.
Josefina.
Oh, my God, it's Luis.
Oh, my God. So, there we are. I hope you guys are listening to us. Obviously, we have some. We didn't have a lot drop off after the last podcast, and we insulted several different things.
Cool.
And probably you.
Did so. We? I don't remember.
Now we're going to push the envelope. You thought it was bad last week.
Yeah, no shit.
Out this week. Yeah.
We're going to try things a little fucking smoother. So, you know, we got this going on. We got Caddyshack playing in the background for a visual. Fucking, you can't win any fucking.
Love that movie.
Fucking Caddyshack is so awesome.
Great, huh?
That was fantastic.
But it's behind me, so I can't see it.
Yeah, whatever. You can fucking turn your fucking neck around. It's not that hard.
No, I got to read, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's
that Othello education. Yeah, it is what it is. But we're going to go ahead and plug Strange Uncles real quick. Strange Uncles at Twitter, you can find. Also, Strange Uncles at I fuck that up every goddamn time.
You do, man. I was like, I tried not to look at you this time.
I know.
But you're like,
awful.
And do it for and then, us.
And then strangeuncles at gmail.com. So write us, love us, do something with us, fucking whatever you want to do. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. You know, if you have any ideas about weird fact shit like that you want to throw out there, it would be cool to actually hear from you. If not, we'll just keep doing our fucking old shit. So
there
anyway, hey, I guess the fucking A, thank you, holidays are over.
Yeah, no shit, man.
So the New Year's, how was everything? You know, we covered Christmas a little bit, but New Year's, decent?
Mine was super quiet, man. Like, I just slept.
Yeah, I didn't make it until 12,
I know.
11:30, and I'm like, oh fuck!
I was fucking surprised. I looked up like it was 12:30. I was like, oh fuck! I gotta turn on. Of course, we got people. You know where we live at our house. You can see all of the downtown city in front of us, and so there's people over across the street in the sidewalk watching the fireworks.
Oh,
shit
they
like
did
that
shit over here too with you guys.
Yeah, they do it every 4th of July. Is fucking really bad.
I heard about that.
So, but it's cool. You know, they enjoy it. It's no big deal. But it was fun. You know, watch some of the fireworks. And like I said, I think I lasted like 12:30. I was in the middle of doing something and I can't remember what. But hey, what a great way to bring in a new year. So, yeah. And I think this new year will be good. We remind me towards the end, too, because we do have a little bit of announcement. And, you know, it's a good thing, but it's kind of a melancholy thing, too, at the same time.
For me.
Nah, it's not shitty for you. You're still fucking here. You just got to be here in a different form. So we're going to go ahead and toss that out there so you guys know. We handed on it on the last episode. You know, life changes. That's basically.
It is what it is.
Life changes. That's basically what's going on. So,
So your rant is?
My rant is. So I'm going to go ahead and throw into fucking New Year's. Years. It's not fucking New Year's, people.
Wait, I know. I'm confused. What?
It's New Year. Happy New Year, Luis.
Happy News Year.
Happy
Damn, now she went to a different level.
She did completely. She went to a different level. Everybody up, you're like, whatever. You were like, fucking gotta be what I'm talking about.
I know, you were like, eh, what the fuck? I heard the S somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not that, you fucking fucksticks. It is New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year-er. Done. No zzz on the end of it.
So that bugs you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's like, come on, people. Yeah, and actually it bugs somebody else that I know through the Vegas scene a little bit more, but she brought it up on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, fuck, you're right. This makes no fucking sense. Why would you say that?
Because it's kind of like they're trying to be friendly, and then you shoot them down for it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not going to fucking poke them in the eye like Three Stooges, but still. You know, I'm just one of those
fucking I get it, but at the same time.
Although I would love poking them in the eye like Three Stooges. That'd be awesome.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, I think it, yeah.
Yeah, see, just
Happy New Year. Because it's 1 year, right?
Right? Yeah. It's not New Year. Like, what are you wishing me happy for? What if my next five years fucking sucks?
Then what are you going to do? It from the actual day where they observe it. You know, make it an official name.
I'm sure they're not thinking that fucking far ahead. But
I wonder if they have that patent. They have to patent that shit? A date?
No.
The general patent? Oh, patent. Okay. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
we're enunciating. We can't say New Year's. Enunciate. You can't say patent. We're gonna fucking British. We have to have a British accent so we can enunciate.
Every goddamn word. I gotta bring my buddy off the fucking on the English coast over, Chris. You know he knows all about that. Everything to talk about English. What did I say the other day? You know, hey, you chap from across the pond. He's like, oh, it's almost like you are English. No, I'm just making fun of you. But he's a fucking great guy. He's got another podcast going on. A Vegas bun boy, by the way. If you guys are into Vegas. Really cool. Feel sad for the guy. He's like a year and a half out, but you know, we'll throw a podcast out here every now and again. But
cool.
Luis, what do you got?
Oh, you want me to do like a?
Yeah. Do you have a rant? Well, if you don't, you can take my New Year's one.
No. Years. I'm gonna. There you go again.
I know. <right?
laughs> I kind of wanted to do like pet peeves. Everybody has them, and I think that
yes, they do.
That some people are more pet peevers than others.
Like, say that fucking three times.
Like they get more angry because I don't know what it is, man, but with people eating or talking with their mouth full.
Oh, my wife hates that. I never used to do that, but now I'm doing it. And she's like, don't fucking talk with your mouth full. And she shuts me down. And rightly so, because it's a rude habit.
Okay, so you're on the other end.
I'm on that.
I'm the guy that was like, I think it's a, I don't know what it is, but my mom does it. And so it's not hereditary. Maybe it's because all the years that my mom did it just bugged the fuck out of me now.
Maybe, could be. Yeah.
Don't cry, dude.
I know. Yeah. It's sad.
Don't fucking cry. Yeah. You're going to make me cry now.
Whatever. Both of you fucking guys.
That's like a creepy laugh.
Is it? Is it unhappy? Oh, by the way, for those of you who want to kind of check out something that's really cool on TV, fucking Sci-Fi has a show called Happy. Holy
fuck. That's fucking funny.
It is one of the best shows I think I found in a long, long time. It's like real life crime drama with blood and shit and just this underlying rat under city belly type story. And then there's this blue fucking unicorn thing that flies around in this guy's face. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but you gotta check it out because it's well done. It is well done.
Okay.
So anyway.
So that's my
That's rant yours?
That okay. you cut into like oh, you dude, did an I'm advertisement, sorry. Man. Man, that's not fair, man. That's a fucking pet peeve of mine, man. No, I'm just kidding.
We should do a whole episode on pet peeves. Just push each other's button and say, hey, what's your pet peeve? Well, I don't like when people stare at me. As they stare.
We just stare at
each other.
We didn't even give a sign. We're just staring at each other.
That's funny.
I hate people when they pop their gum. You know, right. I mean, that doesn't bug me, but I'm just saying people that,
And
I think it kind of rolls into, and maybe I'm wrong, but it could be a roll into bullying. Maybe I was bullied or I'm a bullier.
You weren't fucking bullied. Were you bullied?
I was bullied once.
Oh, by who?
Someone bigger and stronger and faster.
Oh, Jesus. Bionic man?
Yeah.
Not that guy.
But anyways, everyone goes through it. So if anybody sees somebody get bullied, no matter how old, just try to intervene, man. It's America. Make it great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people joke about it too, but the bullying bullshit is fucking, come on.
There's a point where people can take it and it's a joke. And all you guys are friends or all equals or whatever. But when you're just like bullying somebody and just taking them out of the page, no, that's just.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Not cool. Fucking not needed. So
just be good, man.
Yep.
Me, my rants and raves.
Your rants and raves. You got any?
No.
Dun, dun.
No.
Okay.
Nice. No.
Well, hey, let's move on. That's awesome.
It was
awesome.
A good week.
That's cool. That means you're happy, right?
I slept at work, you know. My boss took us out, pampered us,
That is cool.
Yeah, there you go. A good week. I got to work from home one day.
Your husband must be on his best behavior too, right? Because you're not saying nothing about him.
Or... Yeah, you're not knocking me down at all.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Take it easy.
Well, we're fucking 10 minutes into this bullshit.
The week's not over.
You just reminded me, actually. I forgot. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Let me whip out my fucking list.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say dick.
So, right. With that being said, you know, my wife seems so happy. We got some weird facts coming up. And I'm going to cover one a little bit before hers real quick because I think it coincides with being happy. So I got a quiz for you guys, you fuckers, and think about this and think fucking hard. Uh-oh. Because I found this. I was like, oh, this is fucking interesting.
Okay.
So this is a quiz. I want you guys – I'm going to read 7 traits that it's a proven fucking fact that people that are happy, they possess them. They have them, and it's a scientific thing. And I want to know what you guys think out of these 7 that you got. Okay. So count everything, and we'll fucking tally off at the end. These are the 7, so don't show off.
Oh, hold on. Let me write them down.
Okay. So don't show off. Talk less. Learn.
Wait, what's this for again?
This is for 7 traits that happy people have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, if you're happy, you have these traits. You just count which ones you got. So don't show off is 1. Talk less, 2. Learn daily. Help less fortunate. Laugh more. Ignore nonsense. And they don't seek entitlement. Okay, so these are 7. And when I was reading this, I was like, okay, fucking out of that 7, what would I fucking rate at? You know, there's a 4 solid, I think, and my wife probably will fucking tell me I'm bullshitter. Possibly 5, but I know I'm at least 4. So
I think 7. I think I'm 4 too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fucking pretty good tally. Now, if you're like 2, I'd kick you the fuck out. I don't think you're very happy. I mean, it's kind of what it is.
We all like laughing, so that's like a number 1.
Oh, yeah, shit. I'll laugh at a fucking train wreck, or I'll laugh at something.
I don't talk that much, so I'm good.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. I can't take that talk too much because I'm a fucking blabbermouth.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, fuck off.
Sorry.
It's fucked up.
Fuck.
But anyway, so that was... All right, motherfuckers. Really?
You're still talking?
I am.
Last word.
End.
Go.
Yeah.
You had news, Josephine, on your work.
Oh, yeah. Are you
We're all just fucking battling on you.
You're funny.
Why is everybody you always picking on me?
All right.
Oh, who sings that? That's a good song.
Charlie Brown.
Really? Are you making that shit up? I'm making that shit up. Hold on. We need a dinger.
Charlie Brown is a clown.
No, there you go.
That doesn't work.
Firecracker.
There you go. One of these days we'll afford a high-end special effects. George Lucas, where are you at?
But he's not for hire.
Yeah, I know, right?
Too much.
I take Frank Oz.
Fucking A. I take Frank Oz.
Not in the butt, though.
No. What? Only at Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you on the Frank
Oz? Anyways. So, you know how you go to the grocery store and...
No, wait. Now, if you're going to the grocery store on a payday, or you're going to the grocery store on a, like, go get bread...
Payday.
Okay.
Because I'm talking about having, you know, beer in your car, and then all of a sudden you leave the store and there's bumps.
Oh, yeah.
On the end of the sidewalk.
There's
and then you're
fucking
like, fuck,
yellow ones.
Oh, why did she get my beer?
Is that Grail?
Why do you Braille? Think they have
that? That is Grail Braille. Because you're going to your Grail Braille.
So what's that for?
It's a new shampoo.
You tell me. What do you think it's for?
I think it's for...
You know what?
I'm
going to
say
it's for...
It's cautionary bumps or blind people that step up.
I think
up.
It's for blind people, man.
It's Braille.
People
right?
that have are flat-footed. I don't fucking know.
Flat-footed fuckers. No, you guys are right. So,
no shit.
Well, yeah.
Jesus Christ. What's his date? We're right?
Damn.
That never fucking happens.
I know, right?
Shots.
It helps the visually impaired detect when they're about to leave the sidewalk and enter the street.
And it also pisses everyone else off.
Yeah, it shakes
so
my fucking beer.
So it's a fucking win-win.
So can't they have like a special exit?
Really? You're
no,
fucking put a special
right in front
door
of the
out
store.
There?
So fucking
And
what?
It's not on the store. It's on the sidewalks and
just
stuff.
Just lie to them when they want to get out of the store. Or do I have a special exit? Yeah,
so
it's over on the north corner.
Like right now, I don't know, our listeners, we live in Spokane and it's all fucking snowy. And there's bumps everywhere. When do they?
So
that's fucked
that's
up.
What they
do they
indoors.
Constantly
they're
think
in the
they're trying
of this,
to get out of the
yeah,
fucking door? This door is the longest fucking door I've ever been in.
They're in the middle of the street because they still feel the fucking bumps and they're not realizing they're still out of the store.
It's like a corridor.
That's fucked up, man.
That's fucking funny.
Okay,
oh,
so is that not it's not an optical illusion because they can't see.
That's so
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that was
brother.
A low blow. That knock on wood.
Dun, dun, dun.
As he fucking wakes up tomorrow. I can't see. Yo, shoot your eye out.
Fuck you, dude. That's fucked up. You just jinxed me. I'm going to call my grandma. Oh, my grandma's dead.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's... Oh, bless you.
Okay.
That's
all right.
So, anyway, we're going to roll back on these facts here. So, I got a couple small ones, and then we got something else, which is fucking kind of a rabbit hole. It is a tested theory that times...
Tested.
This is a tested theory.
You said
the time it takes to... Shut up. That the time it takes to officially make silence awkward is 3 to 6 seconds. Awkward.
They were like, what the fuck?
Did we lose them? What the fuck? Am I going through a bridge?
Fucking assholes. Fucking amateurs.
Like, what the fuck?
Anyway, I thought that was cool.
And they're barely turning it on right now. Like, fuck, I just missed 10 minutes of it.
Right. They turn it up or turn it down, then we blare on the
phone. They changed it to a different station.
Come on, guys. What the fuck? Fucking so assholes. Also, the official technical term for a butt crack, by the way, and I did not know this. I stumbled on this the wrong fucking way.
Really?
So a butt crack.
Looking up.
I don't even fucking ask where I was looking up. I don't
know.
No,
even
I
want to know now.
Well, it was just like a fun fact, and I typed in butt crack. And here you go.
I'm sure it was like
I could have typed in other things.
Auto insert butt crack came up.
He was looking for a part for your truck, and it came out butt crack.
Oh shit! Yeah, right. But the actual technical term is called intergluteal cleft.
Who the fuck named that shit?
Intergluteal cleft. I fucking don't know.
When I think of cleft, I think of
like the cleft lip.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a line. I mean, I get it's like a crease. So I mean,
cleft is a crease.
Well, yeah.
Is that French or is that
I don't
Greek,
know.
Roman?
It's Ugandan, I think.
Latin?
I'm not sure.
I bet you it's Latin.
Fuck, maybe. I don't know. I have no clue. Anyway, I thought that was cool. So this is another one, too, that...
damn.
And actually, I was going to... We're going to kind of dig into this a little bit more. But other fact... And this is kind of cool. So nowhere in the rhyme does it specifically say that Humpty Dumpty was an egg. Like nowhere in that rhyme. If you listen to Humpty Dumpty,
shit. Sat
everyone on the wall,
just
Humpty,
thinks about it, huh?
Yeah, you fucking they just
Humpty
assume
Dumpty
because this is what this is.
Sat on the wall,
right? But
Humpty Dumpty
had a great fall.
Had a great fall.
Humpty Dumpty, all the soldiers' men, all the king's men, whatever, couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Nowhere in there.
So he
could have
been a Lego man.
He could have been that. Yeah. He could have been a Jenga pile. Fucking nobody knows what he could have been. But this is actually something. So this leads into something that I heard on another podcast, and I heard it before, and I kind of researched a little bit. It's by the way, thank you, Blurry Photos. That is an awesome podcast. If you guys ever want to check it out, this is something called the Mandela Effect. So the Mandela Effect, the definition.
We're going
there
already?
Yeah, we're going there already.
Holy
shit! But you know, a lot of this is not. Just kind of dig it up and see what you think.
Okay,
but
okay.
The definition of the Mandela Effect is observed phenomena of people having clear memories of events that did not occur or misremembering significant events or facts. So, in other words, fucking Humpty Dumpty. So you go through all that shit, and not only is it like you just specifically remember a certain event that never fucking happened, it was never there, but so do other big groups of people. Like, it just goes down in the times where, and there's examples all over the fucking internet and all over for, you know, our history where, you know, what the Mandela Effect would be, and people said, oh, no, I specifically remember this was in this movie, or this was part of that history. When the Berlin fell, it was da-da-da-da-da. I remember that.
So
everybody
it's like
remembers
a what-if effect or something,
kind
right?
of, but, you know, there's different theories to it. One of the theories is people are like they mass accept something, and it just follows suit for history and for time. You know, like something that they remember. One thing that Blurry Photos brought up was Berenstain Bears. Was it Berenstain
Bears,
or was it the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears.
No, it's Berenstain Bears, technically. But right. I always remember the Berenstain Bears. It's not the Steam Bears. It's the Stain Bears. It's not a Jewish group of bears. It's the fucking Berenstain Bears.
You know,
but over time,
yeah.
You just never fucking put two
Are
and two
you
together.
Sure?
I'm fucking.
I never actually
dig
into
it. Dig it. So yeah, listeners, dig into the Mandela Effect and see. And the cool. And then there's other people that are weird out there that say it's because there's temporal shifts and there's time zones and that, you know, times are all, you know, there's 100 different times that are in the same thing but are in different planes and universes.
So
and this time correlates with this time and da da da. It fucks up this time. There's another whole fucking thing.
So it's
going
basically
on.
An unexplained. Explain phenomenon that you've probably experienced without knowing what it's called.
Yeah, basically. You know, but what gets me is that it's in like it's in a batch group, like a huge group of people. Okay. Just okay, understand so, it to be the same thing. Like, oh yeah, I remember when that happened.
So check this out. I was like going through Facebook or whatever. You know how they have some like news things or whatever, or you watch a video and it goes to another video.
Right,
and it goes,
right.
So I see these examples of time traveling. And I don't know, there's like seven. And I don't know, maybe it could be this Mandela effect could probably be a part of that too.
That's what they're talking about. Like,
you see like parallels. That Tyson fight? One of the Tyson fights.
You mean someone, the one who won? Parallel universe. I don't know. Well, really like had a tiger?
It looks like a Samsung telephone taking a picture or a video of the fight.
Oh, yeah, I've seen shit. Well, so, and that's a fucking thing. You know, you got to decipher through, you know, what's fucking fake bullshit, what's not. But I mean, you know, I brought that up for example because it's just kind of interesting. Dude, I can remember all kinds of shit in my life where I remember, oh, yeah, this specifically happened. And if you really fucking look it up, that fucking never happened. It wasn't like that. But yet, me and my family or my friends, we all believe the same thing. That's what's cool about it. Anyway, you know, it's Mandela effect. Weird facts, you know, fucking threw that
it's
out there.
It's kind of cool.
That was cool. I mean, it's kind of fucking neat.
If you know, anybody has ever experienced like, sci-fi shit or
see, I'll tell you something. The fucking
have you experienced? Like,
yeah, I'm not gonna fucking.
Hold on,
so,
real quick.
Okay,
hold on before you start going because you can talk forever and nobody will want to listen to us and whatnot. I'm just kidding. But I'm just going to say it out now. I've told a couple of friends that I've seen a freaking UFO. And I...
I have to. Well,
it's crazy.
I think it's a UFO.
Well, so did I. Yeah. We were going to take off to California, and everybody was asleep. And I woke up, and I looked out, and there was this... Right across the street, there was a big, huge, empty lot. I seen all these fucking lights, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because I woke up from my nap. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's a big old fucking saucer. And it was huge, like fucking 100 yards, 200 yards.
Yeah, see, the thing about what? That, how old were you?
I was like 10.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, check it out.
But it's vivid,
so I see,
right?
You know, I seen it, and then I went down. My brother was sleeping on the couch. I'm like, hey, David, wake up. And he barely remembers because he was trying to wake up. He looks out the window, and right when I looked out the window, it's gone.
Yeah. See, seriously? That's fucking crazy shit. My grandma used to say she used to watch UFOs land on Mount Rainier. Like, she just watched out her window. They would land all the time. My mom lived next to an Air Force base, and she would go out there and see. She says one day she saw a silver hot dog in the sky, literally, like, floating in the middle of nowhere. These jets came after it. She could see the lights blinking on the jets' wings. And once they got close enough, this fucking hot dog just went bloop. And it fucking disappeared completely. Like, that was a big fucking thing for the Mills family. You know, we'd hang out on the back porch. I would go, oh, my God, I think it's a UFO. And I'd call mom and dad out there. And they would both come and look. You know, 99% of the time, it's a fucking airplane with a red blinking light on it. But, you know, I'm like fucking five. Yeah, you know, I'm 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah. I'm like,
we've,
oh, but that's fucking cool.
We've all done it.
Oh,
we've
yeah. It. But, I mean, that's neat shit. So, I used to have these little things where, and again, this is fucking weird, I would have tiny little daydream segments. Not necessarily like sleeping, but daydream segments of, so say for example, my grandma, in reality, she gets a fucking stool, she goes over to the kitchen, she stands on the stool, she gets up in the cupboard, she gets something out of the cupboard, she starts to fall off the stool and she actually falls, which has happened, and she fell. I don't have that whole thing, but I just see the snippet of her falling. So when I'm with her on a Saturday and I watch her get the stool out, and she's up there, she gets on the stool, she opens up the cupboard, all of a sudden I fucking realize that I saw that. And I'm like, Grandma, and she stops, and she didn't fall. Like, I used to have that shit all the time.
So that's
like
called
tiny little.
No, that's
tiny...
called deja vu.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have that too.
Called. Yeah, I have it all the time.
Hey, are you rhyming?
Yeah.
No, why am I really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
There was a
but
time.
But no, for reals,
it's
a
fucking
lot
weird.
Of, it is, and it happens like all the time, but sporadically.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Right.
Like it doesn't fucking matter.
Like it's
when.
A dream.
Yeah, yeah. But when it actually
happens.
But
when it actually happens, you're remembering it and doing it at the same time.
So why?
So it's different. I don't know.
See,
there's something.
Yeah, there's fucking more out there. When I was truck driving, my dad, he used to deliver. Well, he did a lot of shit with trucks.
That's cool that I found a like a member of the Deja Vu Club, man. Because you don't hear that a lot.
No, constantly. I'm surprised we didn't have this fucking conversation about
shit. I am surprised,
too.
Oh,
goddamn.
We should drink and smoke pot. I mean, drink some more.
Oh, Deja Vu.
I thought it was just a strip club, and I thought you were kidding. But
you're right, no. What was that? The sign used to say, like, 56 pretty girls and two ugly ones. Wasn't that what that fucking sign said for Deja Vu?
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, it did.
One last thing, and we'll fucking move on. So I would, like, truck around my dad. And there's, I remember specifically, and he fucking asked me about it because he was freaked out. I was like 12 or 13, and he had a load of logs going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He had to meet the guy at his house, and it was this old farmhouse, and the guy was going to tell him how to get to the logging trail. He's building a cabin up in the woods. So Dad calls him up on a payphone. Yes, folks, at the time, no cell phone. Payphone, gave him an address. We go to the farmhouse. We pull in. You know, Dad gets out. The minute I walked in that fucking door, I knew that house. I knew where the bathroom was. I knew where the living room was. Like, I remember standing in the lobby of this. And this house, you know, was like a turn-of-the-century farmhouse in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming. I fucking know exactly where everything was at.
You know what's crazy?
I specifically remember that.
Is that, see, I have the same thing as you, but I don't remember them after a certain time. And you still remember
some,
them.
Some
so of yours them. Is more powerful than mine, is what I'm saying. I'm thinking.
If I knew.
No, for real.
I only if you can, have them so often.
But if you can remember them and tell a story, you know what I mean? Tell
Dude,
about
I
it.
I fucking forget half the fucking. I probably eat like 60, 70%
no,
of the
I
shit.
No, I know. That's I what I'm forget. Saying. And I forget them all. Yeah. You know, there's this one time I was. Never mind.
Anyway, we're going down a weird rabbit hole. But
we didn't even go down the rabbit hole.
I know, no
we
shit.
Went down a wormhole.
We will, you know, no there's going to be a fucking time when we're, you know, that shit interests the shit out of me.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I love it.
We can do like a 5-hour segment on that.
I mean, and people don't want to fucking talk about it because they're like, oh, you're going to think I'm fucking kooky. Hey, join the fucking club.
Like, have you seen that? I mean, I probably, a lot of our listeners have seen these videos of like, there's these cars in Japan. It's a black and white video, and you see like, all of a sudden, the vans lifts up and the car lifts up, and
some
people think it's a wire.
Again, you don't know. You know, is it fake? Is it not fake?
The one that where there's it's a nighttime video, and you see the cars going, and some guy is coming across with like his bicycle with a basket in it, and the guy's going to get hit, and you see that flash, grab him, and then pull him over to the side of the.
I've seen some of those.
It was flash. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I love that show.
There's crazy shit going on out there.
There is some crazy shit going on. But we're going to throw one more weird fact out there. And actually, you know what? If you guys want us to talk more about that, I am, holy shit, I could literally do a whole nother fucking podcast.
We could start another freaking,
just weird.
Another podcast.
I again, my favorites, last podcast on left, blurry photos, just fantastic. I love, there's more stuff out there than this political bullshit and this barrage of crap we have happen every fucking day to us.
Oh, yeah.
There's more stuff out there. Yeah. So, and it's neat talking about it. So anyway, I got one more here. And this is interesting because I didn't know this. So Cleopatra lived in a time closer to the invention of the iPhone than the construction of the Great Pyramid.
What the
Think
fuck?
Think about that fucking one. Yeah. It's like, really? So that tells you the timeline and what's going
on. The time traveling, man.
I don't fucking know about time traveling.
Have you seen the videos of the time traveling, like I said? I mean, shit.
I've seen pictures of people wearing, like, fucking, you know, polo shirts in the middle of World War One.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But
have you
again,
seen that one?
Again.
Have you seen the Beecher dude where he's, like, no shirt and shorts and everyone's in their 20s all dressed up?
But we are in a time where people are really fucking good at photoshopping.
That's true,
so you
man.
Really have to decide. You can't be a dummy and go, oh, my God, time travel's real because there's a kangaroo in the middle of. That's not how that works. There's a lot of shit that just, you know, you could fucking blow it up and just, you can, that's why you got to find multiple sources and kind of, I always dig. If I see something that interests me, you know, I got off fucking Pinterest because Pinterest is fucking blowing my mind up. All these fucking photos of shit. Oh, look at this ship hanging out of the mountains of Russia from like fucking, you know, Philadelphia Experiment. Fucking
Pinterest?
Fake.
Yeah, I haven't used.
There's
Pinterest
a bunch
in a while.
Of pictures on there that.
Okay.
So
where?
Me.
Okay, I just want to go back. What were we originally talking about?
We were just finishing weird facts.
Oh, okay.
But
my
we
bad.
Are gonna roll into now.
No.
What?
Oh wait,
Do you
got
have
a weird
any
fact.
Weird facts?
I don't have a weird fact, but I do have this thing.
Is it a news thing?
Kind of a new thing. So here it is. Okay. So it's there's this new search engine, right? Mm. You know, like, you know, search engine is like Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever. They're going to have a new search engine that will find like old friends and family members, classmates. You put your name. This says two simple steps. You enter your name or you enter a name. So let's think of one of your Navy buddies.
Right, right.
And then you hit enter, and boom.
And that's fucking it.
That's it.
Here, welcome to the new world. Find anybody, anywhere, anytime.
That's crazy, though.
That's
I mean,
fucked up
you,
is what that is.
If you think about it, you can type in...
Our fucking dog.
You can find family members or even members that you think that are your family members and they're not. You know what I mean? I mean,
see, that shit's fucking, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, we
that's
got
like FBI shit, man.
That is,
that's what I'm
saying.
It's a government shit.
Yeah, again, you gotta
type in a name and boom,
it's right
Could
there.
You imagine if you type in a social security number? You'd be done.
No, yeah, I people get a Denny's stolen all the time. I mean, you know, my wife works for Life Watch. She knows exactly what the fuck that's about.
Yeah, she knows exactly.
But you know, I'm going to lighten the mood a little bit. This is this is something. That's totally fine, brother. So Las Vegas Strip Club is going to introduce a first stripper robot dancers. I shit you not. This is.
Hey,
so,
I seen that video. Where
did you see
the
that
robot
shit?
Where she's just,
yeah, yeah.
Well,
oh, dude,
you know,
it gets
a robot.
Better.
And she's just like...
Is it the two or the one?
It's a one.
Oh, okay, no.
On a pole.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is a two, so this is fucking funny. I got this from somewhere, and I'll fucking cast his name out there because it's really cool. So the strip club Sapphires, which is a big strip club in Las Vegas, claims it will have the first robot strippers in the world during Consumer Electronics Show, the CES, in 2018. The fully animated electronic twins, fucking standby for this one, R2DD and triple CPU.
No way. No way.
You're not. You
Star Wars fanatic.
Yeah, yeah. So they are fucking evidently dancing at the CES 2018. You can follow them on the Sapphire blog if you're that much of a twisted fuck. You know, feel free. You can do whatever you want to do. So this actually was dug up by and blogged by Vital Vegas, which you can check out all the Vegas updates on vitalvegas.com. He's a friend of ours. I just couldn't, when he posted this, I was like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck. We've gone too far. I can't wait to go see that. I mean, it's one of those things because I will fucking go see it. That's just crazy shit completely. Yeah. And what else we got on the other side for news and shit?
Okay. Check it out. I don't know if you guys remember for Spokane. This is Spokane news that makes it kind of big.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh,
fucking Spokane.
Like last September, four members of Decapitated were arrested for suspicion of kidnapping
and
rape after a concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I remember that.
Yeah, you guys remember that?
But they're still going through the court system.
Oh, yeah. That says Spokane County prosecutors have dropped all rape and kidnapping charges against the four members of the Polish death metal band Decapitated, citing the well-being of the alleged victim. Story soon.
You don't hear that every day, that whole thing. Okay, the rape charges were dropped on the Polish death metal band Decapitated. Just think
that whole sentence is
fucked up. I mean, and number one, just Polish death metal band. I really didn't think that. I'm Polish, and I fucking would never even think that was.
Now I want to look them up.
I know, right?
Yeah, and then that's how they're going to go fucking platinum.
Oh, dude. Yeah, shit. People are going to concert. Oh, we fucking beat. Oh, we raped somebody and nobody fucking proved us wrong. And it's double jeopardy. So that means if they rape somebody for real, they can't be convicted. Oh. Isn't that what that's like?
For the same person.
For the same. Oh, is it the same person?
So they can invite her back crime. When they come tour back in Spokane. They can invite that same woman back and rape her again.
That's fucked up. Don't rape her.
Don't rape her.
Don't rape her. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's funny. So, anyway, they were accused of trapping a woman in their tour bus.
I remember.
Raping her. Why do I say it like that?
With a rapier?
That's fucked up.
With a Mexican accent?
Raping her after their August 31st show.
You make it sound romantic when you say it like that.
Well, probably.
Yeah. Don't rape her. Don't rape her.
Yeah, anybody. She was all bruised up and all kinds of shit. And she liked it rough, you know? She thought she was going to Smashing Pumpkins concert, but it wasn't.
The band's called Decapitated, and you're in their van? Come on.
Oh, I love you guys. You and
they have a picture of all these guys, and they remind me of fucking, what's that one band? No, wait. Fuck. I'm fucking stupid.
Obviously, I don't know what fucking road you go down there.
I should show you. Yeah, hold on.
No, yeah, check it out. Yeah, let me see. Let me see.
They look like Nickelback or something.
Okay, they do.
Right?
Is that as hardcore as Pollock's get? Is that it right
that
there?
That is under a bridge.
Goddamn, I could do that shit.
Huh, okay.
I look like that every fucking Monday morning. No, that's nothing.
With long hair and shit.
Nothing. I had long hair. I had beautiful hair, rock star hair down to my ass.
I'm
going to
grow my
school.
Hair.
Yeah, it is what it is.
How's my hair?
I'm going to grow my hair.
That diaper Dan man.
I'm a type of damn man, goddammit.
Oh, this place is geographic oddity. 2 weeks from everywhere.
That's so fucking funny. I love that movie, man.
That's a good movie.
God, I love that movie. We're about to fornicate.
we got more shit for you guys.
Oh, yeah. So There's a $10,000 reward offered for info about military explosives discovered in Arizona.
Oh. Okay.
So, Gabe, are you high right now?
No, I'm fine. And you can't prove it either. So,
what are you gonna say?
When did this happen?
This happened back in October. So, federal authorities say a construction crew discovered a stockpile of stolen military explosives, buried in central Arizona. The crew discovered the cache in October.
Wait, there was cache?
No. How do you say that, cache?
Cache.
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 It's not just a smart French term.
For fucking more.
In October.
Just like I don't know.
Yeah, right. So they found it back in October while clearing land about 100 miles northwest of Phoenix. Officials say there were 80 blocks of C4 plastic explosives, 9 claymores, and a roll of military detonating cord buried about
5 feet
underground.
So how, you know, think about that shit.
I know. Hold on. It gets better. So there's that reward, right?
And there's more.
The authorities believe that the explosives have been buried for about 20 years.
See, that makes it even fucking better. So, you know, you're looking at, 97 then?
98.
Yeah, 98.
Because we're 2018.
Fucking too much, man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. There's shit in the desert. I mean, just, you know, and
well, think some about, of you might like, know, but. Because what's there? Nevada?
Yeah.
Casinos? Gangsters?
Well,
back
you know,
in the day?
Yeah, and there is actually something that the fucking media kind of blew it up, so I didn't really want to talk about it. But they started releasing, again, back to UFOs and other things about Nevada and in Las Vegas. There's a building that's specially designed by alloys. We talked a little bit about it last episode, but
Why are you talking so fast?
It fucking amazes me. I mean, it just absolutely amazes me that shit happens. There's secrets buried all over the desert. It's really a fucking scary thing. You know, to be honest with you. But, so I've got one here. so it's fucking funny I got this today. So evidently it's so cold in Florida, iguanas are freezing and falling from trees.
Oh, I seen that.
What?
I seen that.
They're falling from the trees, man.
So this is fucking what's happening.
And one guy picked one up and I was like,
yeah,
it's like fucking stiff, but it's sunny. There's no snow.
This is like fucking research the story a little bit. Number one is fucking funny shit, dude. If I was walking on the sidewalk and I saw an iguana fall in front of me.
How'd you find that? Because I seen that.
It was on the fucking news. I actually was on the news this morning and I pulled the fucking the thing. I was looking. I was like, oh my God. So anyway, background
video,
of this whole thing.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Fucking Miami temps dipped below 40 last Thursday, evidently. That's what caused this whole thing. So these green iguanas.
Less 40?
It dipped below 40.
Was it like 10 degrees here yesterday?
Shit, you're thinking fucking Florida. You know, these green iguanas, they're an exotic reptile of some sort. You know, they hang out in the trees, eat the fruit, stuff like that. But anyway, when it dropped to that... Whatever. So when it dropped to that fucking point, they fucking freeze and they fall to the ground. And, you know, just FYI for you fucking hippy-dippy, oh my God, the animals fucking save them, motherfuckers. They don't die. They just fucking hit the ground.
They're like frogs,
and
man.
And then, they get back up. They kind of wander around their stupor. And it's like, holy shit, that fucking sucked. And they wander away and go back in the tree. But it happened. Like, there was a bunch
of... Yeah, they're not frozen,
They're
just super slow.
Yeah, exactly. Really slow. So I fucking caught that. I thought that was...
That's funny. Yeah, I thought
that was fucking pretty cool.
Because there was like... Yeah. Under one tree, there might have been like 3 or 4 iguanas just...
That's crazy.
Yeah, like just like fucking bananas
super slow.
Off
I mean,
a fucking tree.
Like I said, the sun is shining and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But they're just like, fuck this shit. I'm not moving.
Fucking done.
Damn.
It's hilarious.
Just fall off the shit. It's like Ellie when she gets scratched and she starts falling asleep and she falls off the couch. Kind of similar. Probably the fucking same thing. Just to put in reference for you. You know. So, anyway. Anybody else got fucking news and shit?
No, good. I just kind of wanted to go into that marijuana shit.
Yeah, I think we're going to fucking... So we cover highlights on this whole thing. And this is, again, you know, we're going to talk kind of about it. And I think Brother Willie's is looking up some of the new and what's going on. But
what'd you call me?
Lulululu.
Well, I mean...
This is fucked up.
They legalized marijuana in California. And I think this is where it's basing from.
We're at what, 9 states or 7 states? Remember?
I
think it's 9.
I think it's 9 now because I think even Maine and I think Rhode Island
Yeah.
In California, in that
fucking mix. So this is basically what it stumps off of, and then we'll go if we find more fucking articles, and then we'll have a fucking freewheel.
But hold on real quick. Did you see, the news, they were showing how many people were, because remember how they did it for Washington when we first did it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, now they're with California, and they, fuck, that place is...
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking packed.
California just fucking passed it last year. Well, last year.
Last 2017, year, so, but it took an effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Now.
So this is what, and again, this, fucking, I hate to fucking.
So you have like fucking badass growers because like they voted in September. So they have from September to January to grow as many fucking plants.
Yeah.
Because they know when it first happens, and it's again, fucking gold mine right there.
And again, this is fucking bullshit because this is a fucking artisan field. This is something where it is no fucking worse. And I'm not a fucking pothead by any stretch of imagination, but it is no worse than craft breweries. And shut up. It's no worse than craft breweries. Fucking cigarettes that are pushed by the big fucking cigarette companies that have been out there for how fucking long.
They're horrible.
And what goes on, you know.
I think that's what's happening is that the cigarette company is worried that the marijuana
there's a lot of handshaking behind closed doors. So this is a fucking title of it, and then we can fucking roll from there. So the Trump administration has freed and let federal prosecutors clearly know to come down more aggressively on pot laws for states that have legalized it. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, that fucking sneaky worm, son of a bitch. Rescinded an Obama-era policy that had discouraged federal prosecutors from bringing charges of marijuana-related crimes in states. So this is a fucking issue with it. This is the first fucking thing I see with this.
This is what's going to happen.
Number one, you have all these motherfuckers in prison.
Yeah.
Wasting our fucking space for somebody who actually did something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Who molested a child, who shot somebody.
And they're going to have a lower sentencing.
So now you're going to... But they're sitting there in fucking prison for fucking carrying how many ounces of or whatever that state or whatever that, because of federal prosecutors. I mean, Obama's whole fucking purpose, and again, I'm not fucking clear Obama. He had some goods, he had some bads. He was a good president, I feel. However, there's some things that he, you know, I really wish the war would have went different under his presidency. Yeah.
Me too.
You know, so it is what it is. But
there's 29.
It's because 29 what?
States that are legalized.
No,
29?
No, not 29. No. You're counting the medical marijuana.
Yeah, don't
also
count the medical one.
Oh, I see.
So that's going to be part of that, too. I think
they're doing
nine
recreational because recreational means anybody can do it.
Yeah.
But if you've been into a pot shop, anybody goes in there, you see fucking housewives, businessmen, fucking all kinds of walks and shapes of people going in there. What's going on there? I lost it.
And the thing is, it doesn't really fucking matter about. Like, are you there?
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear. It doesn't really matter about who you are or what's going on. Again, you know, just as bad. What Obama did was try to fucking clear out the goddamn prisons for people who actually were bad and did something wrong and get the fucking potheads out. They got arrested for... There's eight. Is there eight?
There's eight.
Okay. Oh, you were right. You said eight first.
Can you guess what they are?
Hold on. I'll take the first three and then we'll fucking round table.
Okay,
the states. Okay, so I'm going to take Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Nevada just got legalized this year. Colorado was one of the first. That's three.
And I got Oregon, California, and Maine.
Is Oregon? Oregon's in. Okay, all right.
What are the last two?
What are the last two?
You tell us. We just figured the first six.
I'm asking you to guess.
Rhode Island.
What's the one that looks like an Italian boot?
Oh, New York.
Italy?
New York got...
That looks like a boot?
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida
looks... I don't even know my states.
Doesn't it say it on there?
It doesn't. No, it just gives me a map.
Florida. Yeah, that's what I mean. Hold on, let me skip over there.
And then the Alaska. But this one right here.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Florida's one.
That's not Florida, fool.
The one on the fucking tail end there?
The light green.
No, over here. On the east
coast. Not New York. That's Rhode Island.
Hold on, folks. Technical difficulty.
No, that's like Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's...
That one right there.
Oh.
Not this one, that one.
I think that's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, yeah.
And Alaska.
Hey, look, I can hover over the states and it tells me.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a
up.
Fucking asshole right now. What is it?
Massachusetts.
I was right.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, don't do that because you're going to make me fucking hungry.
Fucking funny.
Oh,
you suck, Fina. Is this your first week with the fucking computer or what?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, look, I hovered over this.
No, I just smoked a lot.
My husband don't want me to have a computer.
I looked over there. There's whiteout all over the screen because she wanted to fucking cross out a word. Fucking she didn't even know
what the fuck?
No. That's terrible.
That is terrible. Oh, shit.
Jesus.
You said you weren't going to do that no more.
You I said
fucking, not on my face.
When we listen back, I fucking turn up serotonin.
Turn it off.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of the fucking highlight because I don't understand. This is a lot. Like, we had a law here in the state of Washington that was like no smoking in the bars and the taverns, things like that. Remember when that happened?
Oh, man. That was
like five,
huge.
Six, 7 years ago. It was fucking huge. You know?
It was like 10 plus years ago.
Right. Right. Yeah. God, I can't remember what year that fucking was.
It was 1998.
I thought 98 or 99. That would have been right. So, again, I don't fucking smoke. But I know I'm going to a fucking bar. So if I'm going to go to a bar, it's fucking smoky.
Yeah.
If I don't want to fucking go, it's fucking breathing smoke. I'm not going to go to the fucking bar. I'm going to pick something else to do. It's tit for
tat. If you
want
to go to the casino,
it's for this.
Nowadays,
it is fucking what it is. So you fucking understand that from the get go.
Right.
If you don't want to fucking go, don't be part of it.
Don't go.
You know, it's the same like, oh, that music insults me. Well, fucking turn it the fuck up. Walk away if it insults you. Yeah. And this is a fucking same thing. It's just bureaucratic bullshit that fucking just infuriates me.
But at the second time, you want to create peace, not war.
No, I understand that. Oh, listen to you, fucking Nietzsche. That's awesome. Yeah. So anyway, unless you got anything else on that.
No, man, I mean,
it just
crazy.
Pisses me off. It just fucking, and we'll see how it rolls out. This might be another scare tactic from the Trump presidency because, you know, a lot of what he fucking does, he's fucking doing this over here to do this over here. Yeah. So this might be another fucking shell game.
Another fucking sneaky fuck.
Yeah, it is.
We're all gonna
fucking
die.
What it is. Yeah, meanwhile,
North
we
Korea
didn't really.
North Korea's gonna fucking.
Oh my
god.
Man,
that's another podcast.
And that's a fuck. Yeah, that's real quick. That was a fucking. I got this thing. So for 2 years, evidently, every single day, South Korea has been calling North Korea. Not like literally like calling the fucking Kim Jong, but you know, the border. They've been calling the border. Nobody answers. Somebody answered finally on the North Korea side. So everybody's up in arms going, well, what the fuck? What's going on? You know, it's the same thing with that. And it's the same thing with fucking Trump twittering about his fucking nuclear button. You know, Kim Jong is saying this about the button and da da da. Well, I have a button too. And if he think, what the fuck are you doing as a president?
Why?
You know, I just don't. Blows my mind. Anyway, we talk way too much about that fucking hunk of shit. So, so that's kind of, that's kind of our fucking podcast for the most part. We got some wrap ups. We got one thing that we're going to talk about that I was kind of dragging my feet on. Well, right.
Where are we
do
at?
That
on
for
time.
10 minutes.
Where are we on time?
No, we're like at 45, so we're about right.
Cool, perfect. All right, good night, guys.
Close
and
gates.
And bye.
Close gates.
Close gates. Yeah,
good night.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. No.
Hello.
Hello. Knock it off.
Hello.
Are we doing it again?
No.
We're doing it again.
No, I do want to say this. Okay. For those of you who might not know, my wife and I.
Oh, we're doing that?
Awesome. We're doing
that.
No,
we're
to.
Not doing that.
No, we have to, dude.
Hold on. Pause.
This is the last
one. We still
have
time.
This is going to be the last one for like 3 weeks.
Hold on. Pause and do it.
Last one for what? What's going on next weekend?
I don't think we can do it fucking. Well, we're out next weekend. We're in Salt Lake City next weekend.
There it is.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I got a job offer and a fucking shut up. And a promotion.
So, you guys are leaving me in 2 weeks?
Not leaving you. You're still in there in spirit, man.
You're leaving next week?
We're leaving next week to scout property. She's flying back Sunday, and then I'm staying there for the week for this new site.
What the fuck
site.
Am I going to do now?
So, well, fucking enough about you, motherfucker. Let's talk about fucking good shit. So, I got a promotion, which is cool, and it's a relocation thing. It sucks because we're away from family. Familia. And it sucks, you know, but we're not going to, this isn't going to be fucking retooled and fucking scrap bagged. It might be on the hiatus for the next couple weeks. So those of you who do listen to us, give us a couple weeks. I'm going to try to do it on the fly and kind of, you know, figure out what we can do in the middle of the moving. Luis just won't be live, dude. That's the only thing that you won't be. You won't be live. You know, but you still get to fucking do whatever you want to do in your fucking
side. We can
side.
Record our conversations.
Wait a minute.
Special podcast.
Yeah.
What if you guys are fucking recorded?
And you're fucking live. Well, go out and buy all the equipment and fucking have fun.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I'm
what it's
going it.
It. To But it is. You'll still be in front of a fucking mic or phone or wherever you want to fucking set up. It's just going to change the dynamic because we're not going to be in the fucking same room watching Caddyshack. And that does suck.
And drinking beers and smoking and just hanging out.
We're just going to be doing it apart. But we have thought about this, and it's, you know, it's like life takes you in different directions, and we can't pass it up because it's good for us financially and just job-wise. It's just good, you know. My wife's been able to knock down part-time and go to school, and that's a fucking plus because she wants to better herself for what fucking reason.
And, Jesus. Wow. Okay, when I fucking get a degree and make money.
Right, more money than me, and that's what I'm hoping for, because then I can fucking
At least
step
I got
down.
It on recording. I'll be like, remember when you said this?
That's right.
And I'm going to play
and
this
And then
shit.
Guess where I'll be? Then I'll be fucking with no pants, with socks on, doing a podcast, like in the middle of the day for no apparent reason, because my wife's making the big bucks, and I won't have to fucking work.
No, yeah, you're not going to be a
loser.
No, that's
not how that fucking works.
No.
Eating fucking huge bowl of Cheerios and like a fucking salad bowl for no reason. That's I can't wait
you
to get to that.
You couldn't do that.
I couldn't either. I'm just making that up. Yeah. But anyway. That's where we're at. So we wanted to kind of, you know, let you guys know. Obviously, Louise has known for a while. But other than maybe a couple weeks fucking hiatus, if that, hopefully just a week bump, we'll fucking get it figured out and get back in the swing of things. And we got plans. I'm still fucking planning about what we want to do, where we want to go, how we want to do it. So, you know. But it's awesome.
What the fuck?
But we'll get that fucking figured out. So anyway, that's a fucking
enough
thing.
Enough with that
so,
tangent.
We're going to do fucking wrap-ups, wrap-outs.
I thought that was it.
No, yeah. Shout-outs. Do we want to do any shout-outs real quick? Just as a filler in case we need it.
Just shout-out to I know that one guy that listens to me. His name is Jeff.
That one guy.
That one guy. He still listens.
That's it? Just that one guy?
Well, so far, because I get texts from him. Like, hey, man, what happened to last Sunday? Or I'm like, last Monday. Sorry, man. Shit happens, you know? Fucking shit happens. Yeah. But he's the only one that's texted if it wasn't out there Monday.
Fucking
I'm like, what
that's
the
hilarious.
Fuck?
Yeah.
And even Joey, Joey's like, what's going on, Dad? What's going on? I want to hear. Why don't you guys do it like twice a week? I'm like, dude,
holy
down.
Fuck, dude. We can barely do it fucking once a week.
I know. It's
that's
too expensive.
Cool. Hey, we got fucking, man, hey, you got Jeff and Joey. If you want to go ahead and donate.
If you want to listen to us so much, then fucking throw our name out there.
That's have fucking right. Give us, you know, I want that
whoa,
297 number,
I only have
number to
two,
fucking.
Two people. How many people do you guys have? One?
We probably got 100 or so on our side.
I have zero.
Like well, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
Tell them to bring us money. Or,
hey, 100 of them people that we fucking listen to. Hey, you know, toss us out there, make us better. We're
check
at 297. Can we fucking be better?
Order us a pizza. We live at 608.
Shit, don't get my fucking address out on air.
Why,
motherfucker? Don't because it could be ISIS. Don't fucking just be careful.
Yeah,
it's too late. They fucking have all of our information.
Oh, probably. They're probably tracking us.
So I can't say what your address is?
No, you cannot say what my address
is. Don't send us anything. We'll send you something.
Because we're going to have renters in here. And that's the last thing they need is some fucking tweaker showing up at the doorstep going, oh, hey, I heard that 608 West Glass need a pizza out here.
Oh, my God. Yep. You just said.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Fuck. Yeah.
You're edit high, dude. You're fucking high right now.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. We're going to edit that out. I was just making that up. That was a makeup address. Our address actually is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just stop talking. Just stop talking.
A, B, Cedar Street.
Oh, shit.
And that's the address.
Yeah.
So. Should
have stopped recording already.
Anyway.
Anyway.
But do you got anything on your side, man?
No, dude.
Oh, turn the other cheek. The push me talk, put you right back. The push me talk, put you right back. The push me talk, put you right back. The push me.